USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 20 people are injured after an SUV plows through a holiday parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The police chief, Daniel Thompson, describing the scene as chaotic after the red SUV drove right into the crowd just before sunset.
To transport her from the scene via ambulance, officers actually transported some of the injured personnel and took them to the hospitals, and some victims were actually transported by family members or friends to the hospital.
Waukesha police have reportedly set up a perimeter around the entire downtown, and they're searching for a person of interest. Only a third of Americans are satisfied with President Biden's handling of inflation. A new poll by CBS News showing less than half of those surveyed approve of Biden's handling of major issues overall, including race relations. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas applauding the actions of the Women's Tennis Association after the disappearance of Peng Shui. The Chinese sports star reportedly had dinner with her coach and friends on November 20th in Beijing after being missing for weeks after her sexual assault claim against an official. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, Cruz said he condemns China for trying to pretend that everything's okay, praising the Women's Tennis Association for standing up to the Chinese government. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is telling the public about the safest ways to defrost turkeys for Thanksgiving. The USDA is reminding us for longest storage, thawing turkeys in the refrigerator is the safe bet. The department said this is the safest method, allowing the turkey to thaw at a consistent temperature. It's recommended to allow 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Atlanta still looking for the owner of a gun who ran from the scene after the weapon discharged at the busiest airport in the United States, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International, is where it happened on Saturday. On one hand, authorities say it was all just an accident, but the FAA halted flights as a precaution, and they do say they need to talk to the man involved who left the scene, 42-year-old Kenny Wells. Wells managed to run off, and police again have a warrant out for his arrest. It seems Christmas trees are going to cost you this year. Here's more from our Jeremy Scott.
You can expect to pay more for your Christmas tree this year and have fewer to choose from. Experts say you can expect to pay 10 to 30% more no matter whether it's a live tree or an artificial tree. Among the factors, fewer trees planted during the economic recession in 2009, which means fewer trees once they reach maturity 8 to 10 years later. Although real Christmas trees might be a dying trend, a survey in 2020 by the American Christmas Tree Association found that 85% of American households own artificial trees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the 49th Annual American Music Awards about to begin in Los Angeles. Olivia Rodrigo is nominated in 7 categories, including for Artist of the Year. They're starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.